Ayanna, what can you help us to understand what's happening at this time? And, you know, you speak a lot about us being creator gods with amnesia. Are we ever going to let go of that amnesia and wake up and regain our memories?
Well, that's a great question. We're not here to say that you're actually asleep, but we will take it from the first part of understanding. Typically, we like to overlay thoughts, the essence of creations that you evoke, because when you understand something, and if you actually get what that word means, you climb up under something, and then you try to stand up, and the best thing you get is a sore noggin as you understand things. But the things that you supposedly understand, if you can overlay them with a new thought process, then that affects the belief system. Now, what's a belief? A belief is just a thought you've been thinking for a long time. But for humans, it's very difficult to come against a belief. If someone believes it, it's pretty much written in stone. But those beliefs do shift, wax, and wane as you overlay them with new thoughts for a long time. And you can amend or suspend your actual belief system. See, human creators, when it was early days, they decided it would be a really cool idea to separate their power and put it in a box. They speak about the Ark of the Covenant, and they talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They talk about... There's lots of things that human creators imbue with power, as you may call it, magically. But they separate the power from themselves. Well, it got so much power that there was a veil that separated the power that the human creators gave to the box. And so then a veil had to separate you from that power. Then in the Christian church, they speak of when the veil was rent in two. That just meant that separation no longer had to be. And of course,
that Jesus did that, Ion. Did that, right?
Yes, yes.
The third Jesus.
And the whole point
that.
Is Jesus wouldn't be invited into his own church these days, so there's a bit of dogma that kind of runs through there. But if you take the words that Jesus actually said, there were three of them, by the way, but the most important canons that got included from the Council of Nicaea were that these things I have done on this earth, you'll do in greater things.
Mm-hmm.
And this power that you've separated yourself from now no longer requires a separation. And this godship that you are into the transition place of is actually because human creators now are entertaining this capacity. It's actually also thinning the veil. So that makes your show very, 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 very popular from the very window that people are seeking out, intrigued, interested in finding out dynamics of the power that they supposedly separated themselves from in the beginning place. Therefore, folks, you know, 30 years ago, you'd have probably been put into an insane asylum for the works that you're so graciously providing for your listening audience now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, it's very commonplace and normal. It's not odd to speak of having the spiritual gifts, having those gifts activated. It's not odd when people talk about bilocating to other worlds. It's not odd to consider parallel worlds and all the deliciousness that comes from your place of power. Now, be careful. We're not speaking of authority. President Obama has lots of authority, but he doesn't have any power. What we're talking about is power. And if you have power, then the cares of life very quickly grow strangely dim. And if you realize that everything in your world and your reality, you individually created, inner kingdom, outer kingdom, middle kingdom, in your name, the middle kingdom would be your now. And there is no time. It's a false premise that humans created. So when you eliminate time as you are an eternal being, then this eternalness that is you is now coming into its place, into its original place of in its power. You see, there's a delicious experience that you can actually, even your scientists, now we're not great lovers of science because all they'll do is tell you all they can prove is what they can't dismiss. So, but granted and given that, even science recognizes that there's more space, what we call non-physical, within your meat sack body than there is meat. If they took all the space from between the nucleus of your cells to the protons and the electrons in every cell in your body, there are more cells in your body than there are stars in the sky. If you took all the space out of those cells, you could put the entire population, all 7 billion of you, all those cells together in the size of a sugar cube. It'd be
wow.
a heavy sugar cube. But you have much more non-physical in you already than you can imagine. And that's the eternalness, the eternal part of you. And coming into your power, then, you have, as you can maintain your eternalness, you're eternal regardless. And the only way you get off, you lay your meat sack body down, is you decide to lay it down. So therefore, very quickly, we'll tell you that every death on this planet is a suicide. You don't go unless you choose to go. And that's true every single time without fail or exception. And that's pretty euphoric when you get down into the place of it. Because folks start, what about? And we go, no. It is a choice. It is a choice. Every you ask and answer the question, what's the fastest path to your joy? And when you answer that question and laying your meat sack down becomes the correct answer for you, then you will lay your body down. Very difficult to expire in ICU, and yet they still do.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned something that was another possibility that we're starting to open up to, and that is that and had to do with the guff, and that we may not need to be to ever leave the physical body as it is. And
Many human creators are still here that never left. They got it, so they're still around. Now they don't get on the front page of the New York Times or the Washington Post, obviously. But at the same time, they're working, they're living their lives, following their bliss, pleasing and delighting themselves. Your feelings become unhurtable when you find your place of power because you get it. And once you get it, then you just very easily find the better it gets, and then you can very seamlessly flow in this delicious creator position on the planet. Which was the promise originally anyway, you see. That's the only way that the Hebrews got into bondage with Pharaoh is they asked Pharaoh to buy them and put them in bondage. You are a human creator, more powerful than you know. You're so free, you can choose bondage. Now that's pretty free.
Yes, indeed. How do we reconcile that with what we see going on in the world with all of the wars and, the corporations running things and chemtrails and genetically modified...
Oh, we love them. We love chemtrails. Get a great big old bucket full of them. Yes, exactly right. And the wars, that's the issue with wars. The only time you have a war is when you have more authority than you have power. And then you got to whoop the man that says it isn't so. But when you come into your place of power, all that wars and rumors of wars withers away. You marvelous human creators, it's a great experience. We've had such great fun with this lately. Most last winter, a lot of folks like to froze to death during this global warming that you're enjoying. And try as you might, you marvelous creators, you haven't destroyed this little ball of earth that you engage and enjoy. Even though you've tried, you still haven't destroyed it. Human creators are more powerful individually than the sum total of all those running around saying they have authority over whatever. And we've got an example. We have an example. In the U.S., now, your listening audience, I'm sure they're from all around the world, but specifically those in the U.S. are kind of enjoying this right this second. all you heard for a bit was lack of oil, 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 lack of oil. We'll build a pipeline in Afghanistan. She got the gold mine and I got the shaft kind of business. I want the oil well, but somewhere else. Well, human creators have heard that and heard that and heard that to the point that they want pressed down, shaken together, overflowing abundance. Well, out of that abundance, that's the thought, I want oil, I want oil, I want oil. Well, guess what? Now you've just about got the Gulf of Mexico full of oil. You can have all you want. Just come get you a dipper full. They won't say a word. You can have all the Texas tea you're interested in. It's great. And that's a manifestation from the human creator saying, we want abundance. Well, now everybody's pushing against it, just like they did global warming, which then caused global cooling last winter, first time they ever had on record. Every state in the union, all 50 states, had snow on the ground at some place.
Oh, yeah.
First time ever. And that was in global warming, because people have had enough of global warming. The same thing is true. If you recall, it wasn't long ago, everybody spraying their hairspray on their, ratting their hair up and doing their triple processes with the hairspray, punched a hole in the ozone. It was going to be over. It was going to be over. The gamma radiation's going to fry you. You can't have a crop. It's going to be over. The solar winds are going to destroy you. On and on and on. Well, all of a sudden, they quit talking about it. Boom. I guess it patched itself up. You don't hear about the ozone anymore. People hadn't got through selling their stuff that they piled up over Y2K. That's when it was supposed to be over. Oh, it's over. It's over. They're still trying to peddle their Y2K stuff, which now they've converted into 2012, which is nothing other than the end of the beginning. It's nothing other than that. The scriptures are very clear. We don't have a problem with the scriptures, but then we don't have much problem with anything these days. There'll come a time on earth when time shall be no more. That doesn't mean the world's going to be destroyed. That means you're going to throw the clocks out. That means that you're going to recognize the false premise of time. Yeah. It already is a false premise. Because some days go by, zoom, they're gone. They say time flies when you're having fun. But go sit through a deposition or do something or be on jury duty, and that clock all but stops, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, if you have the propensity and the capacity to speed it up and slow it down, what's the point in it? Now, we don't have issue with timing. That's how you engage at a certain timing, like syncing up timing to enjoy your show. And others that are your listening audience, they can use timing to calibrate of the appointed timing to join together to enjoy your guest of the night. You see? No problem, no problem. We don't have issue with timing. It's this whole thing of time is money and money is time. Well, if there is no time, then guess what you just did to money?
Wiped it out.
Well, isn't that what they're talking about at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Sally Mae? Oh, no, not Sally Mae yet. Give it a minute. It'll be Sally Mae next. But isn't that what happened? Everybody had 40 acres and a mule. They had a chicken in every pot and had a window to throw it out of, and everybody had a Mac mansion, and boy, everything is just rolling. And then all of a sudden, everybody said, there's a problem, there's a problem, there's a problem, there's unemployment. They said there was unemployment before there was unemployment. They said everybody was going to lose their house before anybody lost their house. And then the next thing you know, everybody went from zero to hero overnight. And then they went back to zero and worse than zero immediately. Just because they announced it. Well, that's outer kingdom business. That's from the outer kingdom, what we call the boob tube or the looky box or the world wide web, and pick your chip body, pick something you want to. All that does is that wraps up succinctly and brings back to the point, what a marvelous creator you are. And if you get that, if you take personal responsibility to everything that's going on planet Earth, then you find your power, and then you can overlay it with a new thought and change it to suit you. We must tell you, not everyone lost their house. We must tell you, not everyone went to the poorhouse. We must tell you, not everyone, some of those folks didn't even have a worky job, so they didn't lose a worky job. For some human creators, money flows freely and easily to them. They have no issue. For some people, they have, in their meat sack body, they have issue, and then they overlay it with a new thought, and then their body naturally, perfectly corrects itself. It's not a problem. Take Alzheimer's victims. It's great fun. They'll be feeble, and their livers ain't working, and their hearts quit ticking, and their minds quit doing, and they're just falling apart, and they're on two sackfuls of pills, and law, it's just on death's door. Well, they don't want to die, but they get real tired of living, so they catch Alzheimer's. And guess what happens? They learn to relax and allow. And guess what happens? The cares of life grow strangely dim. Now, that's why they have to build these insane asylums to put the Alzheimer's victims in. Do you know why? Their bodies get better. They no longer have dietary restrictions. They no longer have sugar diabetes. Their bodies, they don't have these issues, so their body naturally adjusts itself to get back to the way that it naturally works anyway. You don't have the same lips that you had 5 years ago. You don't have the same rectum that you had a year ago. Your cells are constantly sloughing off, and you are replacing them. And what you're replacing them with is what you tell those cells to replicate. So if you had power, you could adjust the information going to those cells, and guess what? No problem. No issue. No problem in the meat sack body. And any issue that you do experience or bump into or find, because, see, we're not having trouble with contrast. That just lets you know what you choose. If you get up in the night to go pee and you stump your big toe on something, you might have an expletive to say as you knock your toe off. But guess what? The pain that you feel from that experience, that's not a bad thing. It lets you know you've got a big toe. You could get neuropathy to such a degree that you didn't feel it. You could knock your toe off, get gangrene, and the thing rot off. So that contrast that you experience, however minor, it goes away soon enough. But it lets you your big toe says, hey, big toe, don't be cramming me into things. That's smart. Okay? But that's not an issue. That's just how you prefer to mind your P's and Q's and your steps so you don't knock your toe off. It's not a problem. It's delicious. You can't get it wrong, and you never get it done. This thing called life. When is laundry done?
I don't know. When it's done?
When? Never. If you get every stitch of dirty clothes you got, if you get every stitch of dirty clothes you got washed up, when you take the clothes off you got on, they're right back to laundry again.
Yes, I was noticing that today.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And that's not a problem. You enjoy having clean, fresh, washed, laundered, ironed clothes.
But if we were truly powerful, wouldn't we be able just to think and manifest clothes into existence that were...
You do already. You do already. How did the clothes you have now get into your experience?
Well, I didn't go to the store and buy them.
Where did you know to go?
You know, where they sell those things, clothes.
Okay. And so, therefore, and the style was set up in such a way that you even had choices and propensity of what you'd like to enjoy. Has no one ever gifted you with a shirt?
Oh, yes, it has.
Well, that showed up in your reality, and you didn't even have to go to the clothing store, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, same way. That this process, humans like this process of chasing after things. pick and choose. And it's wonderful. Yeah. And how can a shirt cost 50 cents at the Goodwill and be made of the exact same thing that Hermes sells one for $1,500 for?
Yeah.
There's a difference somewhere, but we don't know where.
Yes.
It's made out of cotton. They're both cotton. They both do the same thing, and yet one's 50 cents and one's $1,500. So that's the essence of how far your propensity or capacity of creation goes. It goes the entire gamut. It goes the extreme. Everything that's ever been created that's got a name, human creators created it. Every single time without fail or exception. How many people died of cancer before they named it?
I don't know.
Not one. Not one. But they named it. And oh boy, and then everybody started catching the cancer. And then it was pretty drastic.
Well, do a lot of our subconscious thoughts and fears and projections also end up molding the external environment?
What is subconscious?
What
would you call subconscious?
Well, something that we're not aware of at the conscious level.
What is that? There is nothing you're not aware of. If you're not aware of it, then it is not. There is no subconscious or unconscious, for that matter. There's no. There is not that separation.
There's not even consciousness.
There's not even consciousness. That's exactly right. Are you conscious now? Are you whole in your body now?
I would probably answer that negatively.
Right, and that would be truthfully said. And if you said the other way, we'd say, okay, get a microscope and put your hand under the microscope and look at it. Look at it real close, and it won't be long. If you have any decent magnification, you'll see right through your hand.
Oh, yeah.
You're going, holy crap, wait a minute. I have a hand. I feel my hand. I see my hand. Do I prick my hand and it not bleed? Well, and yet even so, you can see right through it. That's the place of power that we're speaking of. And it's all encompassing. So you can be, do, or have anything. And that's the time we're in now, as far as timing goes. Now, human creators that embrace this and they play with it, and there's a word Bob uses a lot, and we agree with what they call tactility, because every conversation is two conversations, meaning every conversation is just that. It's two conversations. So as you warm up and come into this particular place, every choice is just that. It's a choice. There's not a wrong choice. There's just a preferred choice. But sometimes you kind of got to screw things up so you can see what you like.
That's true, yes.
Yeah, and that's not a problem. If you know you can't get it wrong and you know it's like laundry, you're never going to get it done, that takes all the pressure off of all this fear-based reality of not being in your place of power. And isn't it interesting when you ignore, get rid of, push against, and just dismiss something that it withers away? It's amazing. Second they quit talking about it, it gets better.
So if to actually eliminate something from our lives that we don't desire, the ideal way to do that would be to not focus on that. Is that
right? I mean, you can't uncreate. You can't uncreate. Okay. But you can overlay with a new thought, a new process. And that's nothing other than, do you have to taste every single flavor of ice cream that there is to decide which flavor you prefer? No. People, humans, they don't know what they like. They like what they know.
Interesting.
Okay. It is. When you think about it, now, we ain't made up any new words tonight. We're using y'all's words. We spend a great deal of time with Noah Webster, the lexicographer. If you humans knew what you were speaking out of your mouth, which is the essence of all creations, many of the words that you use isn't what you mean. And then that's what shows up, and then you're confounded with your very essence of creation. So, as you get type-specific, now here you set this up. You got one mouth, one behind, and two ears.
Okay.
And we jokingly say you should use them accordingly. What comes out of your mouth, your ears hear, and every thought that you think in your mind, we call it the labyrinth of your mind, the intelligent community, they have a vast labyrinth. All that means is that they can't figure out nothing. The simpletons, they have a straight shot through. It is, it or it ain't. Well, if it is, okay, it is. Now, this isn't a new concept. Shakespeare got pretty famous, to be or not to be. That is the question. No, actually what he was saying is to is or not to is. So that's not even a new concept. See, there's just really nothing new under the sun. You're just coming back around into your place of power. And when you start playing with this just a little bit, and you start activating and energizing your non-physical power, your power, then what happens? Then all of a sudden, little things, you can think of something, it shows up in your reality, and you go, holy crap, I thought of a, pick something, a super gelato, and super gelato showed up in my world. Boom. And you go, wow. And we say start with simple, easy little things. You know, you don't have to move Australia, although it is moving. You don't have to cause a tsunami. Bob's caused several. You don't have to cause an earthquake to stop air traffic, but a lot of our clients have. And they know this, and they don't. They're so busy pleasing and liking themselves, they don't even care if you're inconvenienced. Their feelings become unhurtable. Because they understand that love is not an emotion. Love is a force field. If you get what love is, and you can separate it from an emotion, then love is patient. It is kind. It is allowing. It's whether it's a force field. It's included or excluded. You can love someone from 3,000 miles away, but you also can sleep with them, too. And engage in coitus prolifically.
From that far away?
From that far away, certainly.
Okay.
And from that close. There's some people that share the same toothbrush and can't stand each other in the same bedroom.
Probably a lot of those.
Well, of course. Of course. When you start realizing that it's just indeed a force field, then it takes all the pressure off. Very wonderful, very wonderful. Now we ramble on just a little bit. Did you have other questions you'd like to embrace?
I'm kind of enjoying going with this flow.
Well, you're getting primer course. We're getting the primer course. Now, when we have sessions, private engagement with human creators, it's a little bit different than this is. How that works, once you come into your power, you can know all, everything, future, past, present. There is no time, so all can be known. Well, if you knew what was going to happen tomorrow, you could plan accordingly. Not wonder, not desire. If you knew, it could make a great difference in your propensity of what you're going to experience. Just like you have to remember what you ate for breakfast yesterday. Well, if you knew what you were going to eat tomorrow, you'd plan accordingly, would you not? Mm-hmm. In private sessions, there are first thing you got to get all the rules. And the first rule is that there are no rules. So that's a rule, though. No rules is still a rule. So the rules are there are no rules. And then as you are focused on asking anything you want to know, you can consult with non-physical. Non-physical will answer your question. And the more focused you are on that asking, the better you seem to like the engagement and the outcome. But every single time, without fail or exception, at the end of the day, what we're about is you, the marvelous human creator, coming into your place of power. And if that's what happens, good, good. If not, repeat until you do.
It sounds like the whatever is part of the separation of illusion and the old paradigms is what's coming crashing down.
Yes, indeed. And this isn't new. This isn't new. They talk about the new age. Well, honey, we're talking about the old age. You go back. You go back, get to old age, and then you'll figure it out. Because it's very simple. They did everything they could do besides cram it down your throat hole. They've put it on the looky box. They've done everything they can to get you into the notion. To get you in the notion. Guess what? When you get to the end of the rope, they say, tie a knot and hang on. And we say, let go. They have glib cliches. They say, let go and let God. And we say, well, that'll work good if you realize who God is. Because many times when you humans talk about God, they talk like they know, when they don't know who God is. You are God.
Yeah.
You're created in his image. They got that right. That breath is what sets the soul, a stenographer that keeps track of everything. Those that have had near-life experiences, they say, there was this tunnel and this light, and my entire life flashed before my very eyes. That's nothing other than the stenographer, your soul, reading back what went on.
So are intuitive and our psychic abilities also being returned to us? Because it seems that...
They never left.
Okay, good.
They never left. What you did is, some people have got electricity running through their house. They just don't have anything plugged in to know. Hey, Lance, do you have lights in your house?
Yes.
How do you activate them?
With a switch.
Well, what kind of switch?
A plastic on-off switch.
Uh-huh. And what do you call it?
A light switch.
Why don't you call it a dark switch?
That's a good question. I don't
know.
I never thought of
that. Does it not turn the light off as many times as it turns the light on?
It certainly does.
Well, exactly. It's the point of attraction, you see. And we're not talking about that as a law. We're talking about that as just how your words apply.
Mm.
And it's just that simple. Humans make all this stuff hard. Spiritual gifts, people talk about activating their spiritual gifts, and all you're doing is you've got a toaster and you've figured out how to plug it in. There's no inky, misty darkness or no superficial outside forces that makes toast. You just plugged into the electricity, put the bread in the toaster, push the thing down, turn the knob the way you want it. It does a certain amount of thing and goes pop, and then you got toast. Well, spiritual gifts are exactly the same way. Everybody can have toast. It's not limited. Oh, only the good people can have toast. No, only the bad people can have toast. Oh, they didn't deserve that toast that they got. Well, see, it gets silly when we say it like that, but same way with spiritual gifts.